The Mississippi River is cresting in Davenport, Iowa. Pumps are working overtime protecting the town. Forecasters say floodwaters are expected to crest at 22.5 feet, 1 inch below the record set in 1993. City officials are upset over remarks made by President Bush's new director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Joseph Albaugh. He suggested that Davenport and other cities affected by the rising Mississippi had not done enough to prevent flood damage. This is one of the first tests for Albaugh since making the transition from Bush campaign advisor to director of FEMA. Tomorrow, Albaugh will take a second tour of flooded areas in the Midwest. He'll meet with representatives in Iowa, Illinois, and Kansas, and he'll talk about FEMA's role during this disaster.
Cleaning up after the fact, response, recovery is about 60% of what we do. 40% of what we do here at the agency is in the area of mitigation. We try to prevent these from happening. I think annually, Bob, we spend somewhere between $350 to $550 million a year nationwide trying to mitigate these risks.
What are you doing to reform the rules about who can and cannot buy flood insurance?
Well, I think there is some distance to go. It shouldn't be left up to the American taxpayer to always bail out individuals who suffer from routine flooding. However, at the same time, I think it makes sense not to continue to replenish those homes or structures that are continually flooded that do not take advantage of some type of flood insurance. So it's going to be my goal to speak with Congress about how we better refine the program.
Yeah, every time the Mississippi rises, I see video on television of that ballpark in Davenport.
Yes,
ballpark
you do.
Always gets flooded.
Municipally owned ballpark, which
yeah.
We'll probably end up paying for.
What were they thinking?
I don't know what they're thinking. What bothers me is that we have a multitude of communities upstream that have, in some cases, issued their own revenue bonds to build dikes and dams to prevent their cities from being flooded, even gone so far as buying out some properties that had been affected. I think it's a legitimate question that the American taxpayer can ask communities, what are you doing to mitigate your risk?
Davenport has no plan, no flood relief, no flood prevention plan. They look across the river at neighbors who have a flood wall. They don't have one.
Well, that's one of the things I'm wanting to speak with city leaders about when I visit. I think it's real important that all communities have some type of preparedness plan, regardless of whether it's water or tornadoes or hurricanes or even earthquakes. Chemical spills, even. They need to have a plan, and that's a part of why FEMA spends so much time on trying to bring leaders to the table to identify their risk.
During your confirmation hearing, you promised to make FEMA a more vital national resource in preparing and responding to all types of disasters. How do you do that?
Well, we look at a variety of issues, whether it is a chemical spill, or we assist at nuclear plants. I mean, we are an all-hazards agency, and it is my job to make sure that we are prepared. I'm an old Boy Scout, and I believe in their motto, be prepared. So that message is something we have to carry to every American across the country, even so far as individual families that need to have plans, whether there's a tornado or an earthquake or a fire. What happens at their personal home when something like this happens? They need to have a plan, and that's what we try to do, identify those risks and figure out a plan how we're going to respond to those.
You deal with monetary help, physical help after a disaster. What about emotional and psychic damage?
Well, we offer counseling as well for those individuals. As you remember, 6 years ago, the Oklahoma City bombing took place, and FEMA was there with a barrage of counselors to help individuals after the crisis. And there is still a certain amount of that going on. We have folks most recently in the Pacific Northwest with a Nisqually earthquake, helping those individuals deal with their individual traumatic experiences, trying to get folks back on their feet to go on with their lives.
How's FEMA preparing for the hurricane season? Are you going to do anything differently?
Well, we just went through a full week of a hurricane conference here, raising that awareness. I think the president will be issuing a proclamation in the not-too-distant future, focusing the American public on hurricane awareness. Hurricanes are something you can prepare for. You have the ability to watch them come forward as the weather systems progress. It begins, hurricane season begins June 1st, running through the end of October, and it is something that we cannot turn a blind eye to.
You come from tornado territory.
Tornado Alley, thank you, Bob. Oklahoma. My hometown was virtually destroyed in 1955 by a tornado, and the communities rebounded in fine fashion after, you know, almost 50 years, but I used to, unfortunately, chase tornadoes when I was in high school. There wasn't much else to do in that neck of the wood. While we were in Texas, we witnessed the horrible F5 category tornado that hit Gerald, Texas, and unfortunately cost 27 lives. They can be devastating.
So how did your state government experience prepare you for this job?
Well, while I was the governor's chief of staff, it was important to me to make sure that the then Governor Bush received accurate information, to make sure that he received accurate information to make those hard decisions when an emergency takes place. I maintain the emergency management portfolio in my office. So that exposure helped educate me for the job that I have today. We experienced, 24 or 25 incidents in the state of Texas during our six-year tenure. Nine of those were declared presidential disaster declarations, and I can't say enough about the good folks at FEMA because they were always there willing to help.
You managed the Bush campaign, said you were happy to be giving up the nonstop travel of the political campaign. Now, here you are traveling again, going out to disaster sites.
Yes, my wife often reminds me of that same remark, Bob. Thanks for helping me out. It's a part of the territory. One of the things about FEMA is that you're not always in the limelight, but when you are in the limelight, it's for all the marbles, and I like to make that kind of contribution, to make those decisions under a sometimes pressured situation.
Joseph Albaugh is director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency.